This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Christmas time and time for a carol. Time to sing about the little king. To fill the bowl and roll out the barrel. Have ourselves a fling. We greet a friend or welcome a stranger. Let him sing or cheer him on his way. And celebrate the child in a manger born on Christmas Day. Good cheer for you and for me, with pleasure and glee to share. Oh, we're so happy to be together on Yuletide Square. It looks like snow and falls like snow. Take a moment, take a look about and say snowflakes fall. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Ho, ho, ho. Hi, this is Doug Steffen, and Merry Christmas. This is a special Christmas program just for you from all of us. Jennifer wishes you a Merry Christmas. Victoria wishes you a Merry Christmas. Kara wishes you a Merry Christmas. And my thanks to my almost lifelong friend, Bob Kay, for putting this all together. He wishes you a Merry Christmas as well. Welcome to a DJV Christmas program.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look and five and ten, listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolly will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for the school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. A sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Most of you know who have listened to me for a long time that I am an American family farmer as well as a broadcaster. Been around cows all my life, and at Christmas time, it really is sort of a matter of love. The cows, sometimes we put special ribbons and bows on them. Christmas on the farm is a feast, not just food, but it's a feast of ideas, the beauty of the farm, especially if there's snow on the ground, the animals, and the love that we have for them, we share for them. I actually, on Christmas, oftentimes have sent everybody away, and I did all the work on the farm. If I had been by myself, and that's happened on a number of Christmases, I would just send everybody home, Merry Christmas, I'm taking care of the cows today. And I do, and I like it. I love the animals, as you know. And so I remember a particular Christmas day, actually it was the 24th of December, I was busy getting ready to celebrate the holiday with my family, some of my friends. I invited several families over for dinner. They were all going to bring something that we could eat for the meal. There's one family brought turkeys, another family brought squash, another family brought onions and potatoes, and big vegetable gardens. there was an apple orchard nearby. The fellow that had that would bring over a pie. I remember talking about it on the air, actually, the day that we were doing it, because it brought to mind with a lot of people who had grown up on the farm how much things have changed in America. Most of us don't do the cooking. We hire it done, or we send out for prepared food, or, you know, we don't get the stuff locally. We do what's easiest and fastest. And so, as I was thinking about all of the animals that I had taken care of, right after I got off the air, went home, took care of the animals, then I was going to have the meal with all my friends. And I remember that there was a particular ornament that came in a box of dog bones. It was a little silver reindeer that came from somebody at the grain store. It was mine because I had scratched it, and so it was given to me. So I always put that up on the tree. That little ornament was something very special to me for a long, long time. It meant that the people, in my mind anyway, the people who were around me loved me and cared for me. They forgave me for doing something. I was a kid when I don't even know, 4, 5, 6 years old when I scratched it, and I didn't mean to scratch it, but it was given to me, and it was one of those things. You know, you remember silly little things? I remember not a lot from my childhood, because frankly, I don't mean this to sound like a sad sack, most of my Christmases were not that great. But that one little thing about the scratched little ornament, I will never forget. And so that, along with those folks that had come over that day with a meal, it kind of made it for me. And I remembered that. It was a number of years after that. I was divorced, and the kids weren't with me. They were with their mother for some reason on the Christmas day, and I didn't have anybody in my life. So it was kind of a neat thing to be able to share all of those things. And because I had the cows, we had ice cream from my farm. But again, that stands out in my mind. But also that little silver reindeer, that little scratched ornament, which I had for many, many years. That's one of my remembrances on the farm from Christmas past.
Hearing the bells go ding dong, hearing the choir sing songs, letting us know it's Christmas, time for the world to spread. Love, I open my eyes and to my surprise, I've come to realize that all around the world is Christmas. All around the world is Christmas. All around the world is Christmas. And I'm so glad to be sharing peace and harmony with you. Someone come on, child is born unto us a king. Joy to the world, woman and boy and girl, for it is love that this Christmas brings. All around the world is Christmas. All around the world is Christmas. All around the world is Christmas. And I'm so glad to be sharing peace and harmony with you. All around the world is Christmas. Sharing peace and harmony with you. All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas. All around the world is Christmas. And I'm so glad to be sharing peace and harmony with you. All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas. Sharing peace and harmony with you.
the DJV show. And from my family and from our DJV family to your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas. And I'm so glad to be sharing peace and harmony with you.
All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas.
Sharing peace and harmony with you.
All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas.
All around the world is Christmas.
And I'm so glad to be.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to a DJV Christmas. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Jennifer Horn, Gary Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you. We're here to celebrate the beginning of a new season. The winter solstice has come, and now we're fully engaged in wintertime. And the first thing that we do after we acknowledge that it's winter is to acknowledge Christmas time, and then the new year. People celebrating, people feeling the celebrations. It's all about love, it's all about happiness, all our hurrying around. Celebrations here on the DJV program, including lots of great Christmas music.
Ho, ho, ho! Shake up the happiness! Wake up the happiness! Shake up the happiness! It's Christmas time! There's a story that I was told, and I want to tell the world before I get too old. And don't remember it, so let's dismember it and reassemble it. Oh, yeah! Upon a time in a town like this, a little girl made a great big wish to fill the world full of happiness and be on Santa's magic list. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness.
may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna officials say they are confident their COVID-19 vaccine will be equally effective against the new variants of the coronavirus that are highly contagious. Much of England has gone into a harsh lockdown because of the new strains. Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC News he's equally as confident.
I am confident. These vaccines that we've developed so far, the two of them, Pfizer and Moderna, are really pretty superb vaccines. And so far, as of right now, I feel pretty confident. Obviously, we can't predict the future, and we still need to study this a bit more carefully, but I'm pretty confident the vaccines will work.
President Trump is slamming Twitter for constantly flagging his tweets. Spending the holidays at his Mar-a-Lago resort, he tweeted yesterday that the social media giant is going wild in what he believes are efforts to suppress his claims of election fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The NBA season began earlier this week, and Commissioner Adam Silver says his players won't be line jumping in order to receive the coronavirus vaccine.
The NBA says its players won't be jumping the line for a coronavirus vaccine. In a memo obtained by ESPN, the league says it would follow the guidelines from public health officials in vaccinating its players and staff. The league began its season earlier this week with one game already postponed because of positive COVID tests. Commissioner Adam Silver says he knew that was inevitable when playing outside of a bubble. He told ESPN that the league will adjust its protocols as needed.
We'll have all kinds of procedures in place to attempt to assure that our protocols are followed. And, of course, to the extent they aren't, we'll address it. And I think one of the conversations we've been having with our players' associations, we may have to adjust our protocols. And to your point, this is going to be a far different environment than being in a bubble. And there's no doubt, I think, that it's highly likely that there will be cases based on what we're seeing in society around us.
Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau there. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in California has a new owner and billionaire businessman Ron Burkle. Burkle views the 2,700-acre property near Santa Barbara as a land banking opportunity, his spokesman said via email on Thursday. Burkle paid $22 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Victoria from the DJV Show wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I thought I would take the chance to share one of my favorite holiday memories with you. When I was 12 or 13, I don't remember exactly how old I was, but my aunt and uncle and my two cousins came over from Ireland to spend Christmas with my family in New Jersey. Now, my dad is from Ireland. He is one of five siblings, and he is the only sibling who actually moved to America. So all of his family is still back in Ireland, and we would go back and forth. Sometimes we would go there to visit them for Christmas, or they would come over and visit us. So on this particular year, at 12 or 13, they came over to visit us. And my cousin Magella and I are the same age, so whenever we see each other, we're always really happy, and we have such a great time together, and we're kind of like, she's kind of like the closest thing that I've ever had to a sister. So that particular Christmas, my parents decided that we were both old enough now, at 12-ish, to be in charge while the adults went to Christmas Eve church service. So we had the house all to ourselves for a few hours, and we thought we were very grown up and very sophisticated. Now, the only responsibility that we really had that night was to take care of we had a black Labrador named Princess. So we were in charge of feeding her dinner and then taking her for a walk afterwards. So we did all of that, and when we got back in the house after walking her, we were given very strict instructions from my mom to put the doggy gate up to keep her out of the living room, which is where we had our Christmas tree and the presents. And on this particular Christmas Eve, we did everything we were supposed to do. So we thought, we brought Princess back in, and we decided that we had some more time to kill. We had about an hour and a half at this point before the adults got back. And so we decided that we were going to go and hang out and do whatever teenage girls do. We would like to talk about clothes and boys and music and TV and movies and all that good stuff. So under the tree that year, my aunt had brought from Ireland a homemade rum cake that she had actually made before she left home. So anyway, she was incredibly proud of this cake. So she had it wrapped up so that my dad would open it on Christmas morning and have a little taste of back home in Ireland, and then we would have it for Christmas dinner and the whole thing. So Magella and I decide that we're going to go upstairs to hang out, blast some music while the parents are still out, and we killed about 45 minutes upstairs. Then we got a little bit hungry, and so we decided to go down to the kitchen to get some snacks. We took we had this old-fashioned staircase that went down into the kitchen. So we took that staircase, we were down in the kitchen grabbing some snacks, and I kind of thought it was a little odd that Princess, the black lab, wasn't in the kitchen with us, because without fail, every time you opened the refrigerator door, she was right there looking for food. She loved to eat, like most black Labradors do. So we're talking and getting snacks, and I kind of think, like, this is a little bit weird. Where is Princess? So I walk into the other little TV room that was adjoined to the kitchen. She's not there either. Then I started to get a little panic that maybe she had gotten outside. Well, the door was still closed, so there's no way she could do that. And then I looked in the other direction, which was heading towards the dining room and the living room, and I saw the doggy gate wide open. And I thought, uh-oh, maybe I should go and investigate this. So I walk through the dining room into the living room. I see Princess laying in the middle of the carpet floor on her side almost moaning, which completely freaked me out, and I ran over to her to see what was wrong. She had these heavy eyes, and she just kind of looked up at me, and she just looked miserable. And then I noticed what was all around her. As you can imagine, she got under the tree, she pulled the rum cake out from under the tree into the middle of the room, ripped open all the wrapping paper, and ate the entire rum cake. This rum cake literally was the size of a large pizza, maybe even an extra large pizza. This thing was huge. She had eaten almost all of it. There were crumbs everywhere, wrapping paper in shreds. She got very sick from eating all of it and had thrown up in piles all over the living room floor. And it was just like landmines all around the living room carpet. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I screamed at the top of my lungs. My cousin Magella comes rushing in. She sees the carnage everywhere. She looks at her watch, and she says, "We've got 30 minutes to make this right." And we went into a cleaning frenzy to try to get rid of the evidence. So we got most of the stains up, and then we realized in back of my mom's favorite chair, which had a slipcover on it, it had one of those, like, you couldn't see the legs, in back of the chair was the biggest pile of doggy vomit of all. We're down now to about 6 minutes before we anticipate our parents coming home. And we know Christmas will be completely ruined. There will be no presents. We'll be punished. It'll be really bad if we don't figure out how to cover this up. So my cousin comes up with the genius idea after we clean up the mess behind the chair. She lifts the chair up and puts it square on top of this big stain, and this big, ugly brown stain. So she covers the whole thing up, and we think we're very pleased with ourselves at this point. We think, okay, this is great. We've gotten away with it. And so we did. We actually got away with it until New Year's Day, when my parents had, we had a wonderful Christmas, by the way. Everybody loved all the presents. We explained that something had happened to the rum cake. We kind of blamed it on the dog. We said it wasn't sanitary, so we threw it out. We didn't really go into detail, but we told my aunt we were so sorry that, you know, the dog had eaten the rum cake. So we got beyond that. And then they left. They went back to Ireland. And then New Year's Day, my parents had a few friends over for a New Year's brunch in the living room. And my mom was vacuuming and cleaning up the living room before the guests arrived, and she thought something was a little off with her favorite chair. It was in the wrong place. She never had it that close to the wall. So she gets my dad in to pick up the chair and move it back to where it normally is, and then we hear the scream, and needless to say, we did make it through Christmas, but I was pretty much grounded for the entire next year. And it wasn't until the following Christmas that I was actually allowed back in the living room and was trusted with the house all by myself. So I hope your family Christmas this year has none of the drama that I had that Christmas. And kids, just remember, if your parents tell you to put the doggy gate up, make sure you listen to them. Merry Christmas, everybody. I gave you my heart.
With Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With the holidays approaching, many of us will be having a drink or two. But having a drink and then getting behind the wheel is never a good idea, which is why we'd like to introduce you to the Backtrack line of breathalyzers. Sean Casey explains why they came up with it.
Most people have never breathalyzed, so they don't really know what 0.08 or 0.05 or whatever feels like. And so a breathalyzer is a great way to kind of quantify, put a number to that feeling rather than just, oh, I'm okay or I'm not okay. You know, those are feelings rather than a scientific assessment. You know, as a person who's a social drinker, you know, it could be, hey, I'm tracking my steps, I'm tracking my sleep, I'm tracking my calories. Why not track my alcohol and make better decisions? And then on the sobriety side, you know, it's a way to be accountable and prove that you're sober.
Find out more at backtrack.com. That's BACTRACK.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I'm Andy Solomon. T-Mobile is launching its first 5G hotspot and the industry's best hotspot plans, all made possible by T-Mobile's capacity-rich 5G network, which delivers the perfect combination of coverage and speed. T-Mobile's hotspot plans are the best in the industry with 100 gigabytes of data for just $50 a month with autopay. The company's first 5G mobile hotspot also has the ability to connect up to 30 devices. And it doesn't stop there. T-Mobile is shifting into overdrive to make those ultra-fast speeds available in more places at an unprecedented pace, lighting up more ultra-capacity mid-band 5G every month, bringing this super-fast 5G experience to even more customers. The Un-carrier's ultra-capacity 5G technology can bring average download speeds around 300 megabits per second and peak speeds up to 1 gigabit per second to 5G phones. T-Mobile's 5G network is America's largest with extended-range low-band 5G that covers 270 million people over 1.4 million square miles. To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com.
From Friday to Sunday, it's the DJV Christmas Special. Enjoy the holidays with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and whomever else you want. Happy holidays from all of us at the DJV Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's Christmas time and time for a carol. Time to sing about the little king. To fill the bowl and roll out the barrel, have ourselves a fling. We greet a friend or welcome a stranger. Let him sing or cheer him on his way. And celebrate the child in a manger born on Christmas Day. Good cheer for you and for me, with pleasure and glee to share. Oh, we're so happy to be together on Yuletide Square. It looks like snow and falls like snow. Take a moment, take a look about and say a snowflake's fall. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Wow, that's something new and different, huh? All I want for Christmas is you. Yeah, it really is. It's fun to hear every time it comes on the radio. All 15 tracks from Taylor Swift's Evermore debuted on the Rolling Stone Top 100 Songs chart. The leader was Willow, which arrived at number 3 with more than 25 million streams, trailed by Champagne Problems. That was number 7, 18 million streams. Nobody No Crime, number 12, 16 million streams. And Tis the Damn Season, number 13, is 16.2 million. Total of 7 Swift songs debuted in the top 25. But even a surprise release from a superstar like Swift, not able to dethrone a pair of Christmas classics. Mariah's song you're listening to right now, All I Want for Christmas Is You, held on to the number 1 spot, 34.7 million streams after holding the top spot for 7 weeks. And then Brenda Lee's rocking around the Christmas tree.
Love that.
Another week in the runner-up position, 30.8 million streams. Christmas music.
It's one of my favorite voices. I don't know what it is about it.
But it's that country lick, if you will.
It's just unique.
Yeah, right. All right, so here are the top 10 songs for this year at Christmas time. Number 10 on the number 10 most popular Christmas songs right now. Holly Jolly Christmas from Burl Ives. This song's probably 55, 60 years old. Maybe even older than that.
Did this go to a movie originally?
Yes, it did. Yep, it did.
Yeah, this is Rudolph. Wasn't it from Rudolph?
It is the Rudolph movie. Yep.
Okay.
All right, number nine on the
Santa
list.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Which one?
I think it was Rudolph.
It was great
Rudolph. Yeah. Number nine. This is a song been around for 50 years anyway. Feliz Navidad, one of the catchiest and most clever songs. This guy had a great career, blind but very talented. So that's number nine this week on the Christmas tracks list. Number eight, Dean Martin, Let It Snow.
Sad is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Here you go.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let
number
it snow.
Number seven on the list of favorite
man,
Christmas downloads, Taylor
these
Swift.
These are winners.
And
I'm no, here we go. Don't tell me problems. Last Christmas.
No,
she didn't. No, she didn't do a Christmas song. This is what's on the top 10 on the charts right now. And so Taylor Swift in the top 10 has two of the songs from her new album, but
oh, okay.
She didn't do any Christmas songs.
But the rest of them are all.
She has that version of Last Christmas, and I got to say, not a fan of Last Christmas.
Not a fan. She sounds like she's 11 singing it, and it's not good.
Number six on the list is Andy Williams.
Most wonderful time.
This is plenty of years been the number one Christmas song over the last 50, 60 years.
I feel like this, I don't associate this song with Christmas because of that Staples ad of Back to School. Remember that ad?
Yeah.
Where the parents are back to school shopping and then this is the song playing.
Shopping
so in my mind.
Out of the way.
Yeah, and
Mr.
in my
C,
mind, like it's not Christmas.
As he was known. This guy was a barber and he was discovered one of his clients.
Andy Williams?
No, Perry Como. Up next
we're talking about Andy
five.
Williams.
No, we're talking about Perry Como. We're moving.
Okay, well, we hadn't gotten to that yet.
So. I moved on, thank you. Anyway, Perry Como, the number five on the all-time list this year. He sang in his barbershop, and somebody who is a music talent got a haircut and heard him singing, and the rest is, as they say, history. Had a very successful career, TV show, wonderful guy. Number four, this is a familiar track. Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. Kind of cool. Number three, another Taylor Swift song called Willow. We'll pass over that. Got Brenda Lee. We heard from her already, Mariah Carey. So there it is. He streams this week, actually, for Christmas and other songs that are ancillary, like Taylor Swift. So congratulations to her and all the others. Merry Christmas.
DJV Christmas was produced by Kara Schoen and Bob K. at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Bob K.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.